Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like having fun and meet people who laugh.
It's Office Hours Live, March 30th, 2023. First of all, let's say hello to producer Matt.
Hi, everybody.
I'm one of your co-hosts today, DJ Doug Pound.
I'll say.
Who cares?
It's not about me. It's not only about me today. It's about my special co-hosts, brother and sister duo. I'm talking about Brent Weinbach.
Oh, hey, hi. It's eyes to be here.
There we go.
Eyes.
And Laura Weinbach.
What's cop? Brewed, good to brew you.
Wait.
Wait, no, what's cup? How's it brewing?
How's it brewing?
How you brewing?
How's it brewing?
I got it right a second time.
Let's run that back. And Laura Weinbach.
What's cup? How you brewing?
I'm a gangster.
And that is your laugh that we're listening to.
That
here.
Is me. That's me.
That's
I'm
Laura.
I'm a gangster.
Like a duel, it's like a duel, you know.
I just want people to know it really is me. That I really am a gangster.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Oh yeah.
We also have George Clanton on the show. We're very excited to bring,
wow,
him out.
What an exciting day, huh?
One of the great artists of our time.
And yeah, you have a very exciting look right now.
Sort
That's
of a
different.
Who's Framed Roger Rabbit Spangler
sort of
approach.
You look like a sprocket of sorts, you know?
I think Spastic. I look more like one of the birds with a Y.
Oh, the Byards. Yes, of course.
The Byards.
No, but you know that guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit? The kind of the gloved man?
Christopher Lloyd.
Who Dude. Framed him? Because who framed his frame? That's the question. That's the sequel.
Or prequel.
Just like that.
Got a touch of Geddy Lee, I would say, as well. You seen his small glasses?
We're going to be talking to some Zoomers today. Tim and Vic are out in Europe right now. They're going to be, they might Zoom in. Hopefully we'll hear from them. That's going to be exciting for all of us.
That's why you have this European look.
Yeah, mate.
You know, because if they get to be in Europe, then why don't you get to be in Europe
Germany.
In your mind?
I can have a touch of Oasis. I feel like they look like me a little bit.
They Oasis?
Do. Well,
Oasis.
A
Oasis.
Fucking millionaire.
Fucking millionaires.
Stealing.
You look like you.
Can I get a maybe they do?
Maybe.
Yes.
Because all the greedy fuckers doubled up on me.
Do you think that you look like Oasis? Maybe.
Maybe.
There it is.
That's the joke, yeah. You do kind of look like them. Look. You look like no fucking Gallagher.
Naya.
See? I was right.
Is that Noel?
Which one's Noel and which one's the other one? There's only two, I feel.
Yeah, there's two Gallaghers.
These other guys are just backup.
There's actually three Gallaghers. There's Noel, the other one, and then the hammer guy. You know?
That'd be cool if Gallagher was in the band, too.
Oh, that would be amazing. Gallagher.
It was Noel Gallagher.
And his watermelon. One,
you know, like in the band where there's like that one cymbal player that they kind of don't do anything and then they go...
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
They have a triangle thing.
Like, he hits the big note at the end of the song.
It's at the end of the show, not even the end of the song. Right. He's just there with a hammer the whole show.
The final note.
He's like, "You're my wonderwall, smash!"
And it's just a watermelon,
giant watermelon
everywhere
exploding. Or you're my watermelon.
You're my watermelon,
baby.
Nah.
Cut the tape.
We're hosting a show.
Oh wow! I mean, that is
what's
really
going on with you guys?
Shoot! I mean, what is going on? We got Laura had an interesting observation.
What?
You know that
what'd you observe?
The store Best Buy.
Oh yeah. What if it was called Best Buy?
Well, it's just
like
it's evocative
March
of
23.
Yeah, right. It's weird to name a store that is evocative. It's evocative
right, like
of
an expiration date.
Yeah.
If it was spelled Best BY. And then in parentheses, March 23.
It's like, then they keep changing the signs. So it's like, hurry up and get in. Like, oh, right. Time's running out.
Either that or they're saying anything you buy from us will expire shortly.
It's just a weird thing to name a store Best Buy when it sounds like it's, you know what I mean?
It's
stuff
Best
is going to spoil or something. You know what I mean?
We all can grow and we all can learn.
I got to do drops and I got to host.
How do you like
that? These glasses give me strength and they give me
they give you European power,
you know, like when you wear something kind of like swagged out,
you know what they kind of reminded me of, even though they're not really this look, but it made me think of the guy who wears braces on his eyes from Star Trek.
Swag.
I got drops.
He wears like that headband.
What, the guy that wears braces on his head? You're talking about
well, it's like a headband on his eyes.
Shoot, what's that character's name called?
Star Trek. Brent.
The guy from Reading Rainbow.
LaFord.
Yes.
His name LaFord?
Yeah. No, Reading Rainbow. I think you're right.
Well, maybe his glasses just shows rainbows in there and he's reading rainbows all day.
Swag.
That's probably it.
I can't believe we already got to Star Trek. You know, we always talk about Star Trek.
Is that true?
Really?
You already did it.
You did it. With
Y'all
the braces.
Did it. Those are braces.
I don't think that.
What if people with lazy eyes can get braces and they have to like, it's like this crazy brace that's like slowly moving it back.
Well, that is kind of what glasses do, I guess.
They kind of push your eyeballs in a certain way.
Right.
That's so intense.
That's actually a thing.
Is there a way to soft touch your eyeball?
I touch it all the time when I put contacts on.
With a soft touch, though.
Can you soft open your eyeball?
What's a soft touch?
Well, is there a kind of device that can comfortably touch your eyeball and push it in such a way that you can kind of brace your eye?
See, this is the question we all...
I actually had a vision one time of something...
I can squirt semen out of my penis.
You had a vision of
what? I thought
it
would be interesting if there... Because I used to have such a hard time putting my contacts on. What if there was some sort of like a nub or a nib-like device that somehow softly put the contact in
your eye? Yeah,
because
you always have to get your hand perfectly clean.
Yeah, and dry. But what if it was just a nub device?
Yeah, like a
that
contact.
That just stuck it in there for you somehow.
Soft nub,
we
have
soft
fake
nub
ad ideas all day.
What if we call it
soft
nub?
Here's a question. You know how we brush our teeth every morning, every night?
Mm-hmm.
That's a wet opening in our face.
True.
What about our eyeballs? Why don't we brush our balls? Like, how do they stay clean? That's the question I'm asking.
An eye brush.
Why don't we brush our balls?
No, ball brush.
The new eye brush from Apple.
How about ball brush?
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, what about balls? Those are pretty wet, too.
Wait, how about ball brush from Nars?
Balls are not an opening. You don't have to...
Well,
no, eyeballs are.
Yeah, I'm saying eyeballs. We should be brushing those. And I guess we don't need to. They don't get rotten. They don't get cavities.
They do get pink eye, though, I suppose.
They get styes.
And they get crusts.
They do get crusty, though.
Okay, we got to keep the show going.
Okay,
here.
Let's crust. Let's crust on.
I like this topic, though. Let's come back to it later.
Let's
put a pin in it. Now, Matt, do we have any Zoomers?
We do. I think we already have somebody looking for some advice.
Yeah, so look, Brent and I on the Poundcast, people write in and they have things that annoy them, and we fix it for them. So if anyone's watching, listening right now, and you have something that annoys you or a problem you want to get fixed, we'll fix it. Let's go.
It'll be good as new after we're done with it.
Let's go.
Other Douglas, are you there on Zoom? Hello?
Can you do it, Brent?
Yes. Let's go.
Oh, can you hear me?
Let's go.
We can hear. You're Douglas?
Yeah. Douglas from Scotland.
Oh, no wonder you go by the full Douglas.
Douglas.
Is that not your full name, no?
That is my full name, yeah.
Is your last name? That, you know, that's originally a Scottish name, I think. Douglas.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Douglas. Douglas. I don't have a drop of...
Your Wikipedia page says Doug, I think. So, also, that was just your full name.
What time is it in Scotland?
It's 10 past 6.
10 past 6. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at that, but
that
it
is the cutest
like,
accent
that
ever.
It did sound like you said sex,
it
though.
It did.
It did. 10 past 6.
That's just what
10 plus 6.
What if you just said,
I have a boner.
I went to see Tim the other night in Glasgow.
Tim? How was Tim?
Yeah, like Tim. It was good.
It was good?
It was fucking class, as they say up here.
It was fucking class?
As they say up here.
I like that, class.
You know how they say class in Germany? Klaus.
How does he stack up to, say, Teenage Fan Club?
Teenage Fan Club?
Isn't that a Scottish band?
I don't know. I don't listen to them.
Oh. Well, let's move on then.
Magua.
Oh, so what, Magua, do you have a problem that you would like us to fix?
Yeah, I do. So I go to the cinema quite a lot, and every single time I go, there's always people around me eating popcorn and making loads of noise or like looking at their phones and stuff, and I just... It really distracts me from the film. I went to see the new John Wick the other day, and there was a woman next to me scrolling through Facebook with her phone on full brightness for like almost the entire film. And I didn't want to say anything because her husband was sitting there, and he might have like started an argument or something like that. So I'm not quite sure what to do. Like,
I know exactly. I have two ideas. Okay, Brent.
Well,
ahead.
No. You spoke
okay,
up
well,
first.
Well, my first one would be, see what she's looking at. You know, if what she's looking at is better than John Wick, take a look. Lean over, get close to that phone.
Yeah, breathe into her
and
face.
Say what, you know, talk to her about like what's going on in Facebook. This is
just, you know, put your head over her shoulder and just start breathing heavy in like this. Go like this.
Oh yeah. But also the main point is learn to love it. Maybe there's something great going on Facebook. That's better than, John Wick. If you've seen one of them, you've seen them all, right? He just fights people for 2 hours, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
With all due respect to Keanu. okay, so that's one idea. You want to enjoy the movie.
Well,
so
I got
maybe Brent
idea.
Has another one.
I'm thinking this. You see a light go on in there. First of all, you got to come prepared and bring your own set of lights.
Right, bring a brighter light.
Not brighter light, but have it sort of attached to your body. So you've got sort of lights strapped to your body and even to the side of your face. Almost, you want to wear almost sort of a headband that has lights on them, bright ones. Once you see a light go on, flip the switch. You got to have battery, you know, make sure you have a charge your battery, right? Blast the room with light so hard that it will block all other light out. And you won't be seeing the lights coming from other people's phones, and you'll be just fully in your own sort of force field of light, which will allow you to just focus on the movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't sound too stoked on these ideas yet, Douglas, but we're going to...
Laura?
Well, my thought initially was that, well, what are you doing going and watching John Wick?
John Wick.
I was going to say.
That's the porn
parody.
No, I was going to
say, you shouldn't see John Wick because it's going to attract people like, know, Facebook browsers. But you should skip over to the Tomcat Theater and see John's dick or Don's dick
or
Don's Wick.
Or Don's Wick.
It should be called Don Wick.
You know what? No, what about John? What about just Don's Wick? Because his penis is really small and flappy like a wick.
I kind of like
thinking.
It.
I don't know.
I kind of like
it. It could be more fun.
Actually, I kind of even like just Don Wick.
Yeah, and
just
I would
Don
imagine
Wick. That's
right.
Don Wick.
But there's probably going to be less people watching their phones because they're going to be in, you know, looking at that wick.
Right.
You know, you could, another option, you could bring kind of blinding, bring like a C-stand, you know, and like a flat black, they would call it in the movie business, which is like a 32 by like whatever.
Right.
And you could just make a big scene next to the person with their phone and set up a big
a wall.
Like a light blocking wall.
Yeah. You create a sort of box.
What if you just sit in front of them and put that up?
That's sort of what I did. I just eventually just like covered my face like that so I couldn't see the light.
Yeah, maybe horse blinders. Maybe like movie theater horse blinders. And that's another great fake ad. Mm-hmm. Where it's like this box that you kind of put on your head and it just...
Or just bring a cardboard box. You know, that's pretty easy. I'm sure you order from Amazon every now and then, right? And so you get the box and you just cut it out so that it just, you know, it's a, you know, you just have the sides and
like
then
a VR
just,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah, it's just yeah, you just put it on top of your head and you go into box mode.
You could go like this. Every time this person touches their phone, you make a sound that correlates. So like, Brent, pretend you're touching your scrolling. And then you stop. Then you stop, and then the moving, then the sound stuff.
Wait, watch this. Wait, do it again. And then do another sound effect when I smell.
Oh
my
wait,
finger, you know?
Wait.
It's like,
I got to get to another. Wait.
Okay, do this. So, no, first I'm doing this. Oh, you can't go
I got
back
it.
And
I'm
forth.
On different pages. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay.
So no, I got it. Wait, check this out. Wait, do you want a different sound?
So I'm doing this.
Wait, hold on. Check one second here. I wish I had a sniff. I think I have a sniff.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Get the sniff sound, you
I
know?
Just do it
just,
for you.
And then start. You just have to Foley their whole, you know, their whole experience there, you know?
I mean, another option could be to just turn around and say, excuse me, but in the kindest way possible, could you please turn off your fucking phone?
It's how about you do
obtuse,
it like
this? Really.
Wait, you should do it like, I have another idea. Do it like the Grey Poupon commercial. Like,
excuse me,
excuse me, is that Facebook you were looking at?
Do you have any Facebook?
Pardon me, but do you have any Facebook?
Excuse me, do you have any fuckbook? I mean Facebook. Bitch.
Okay, look, so he's going like this, Doug. Here we go. Here it goes.
Wait, let me get this going like this. Okay, ready?
Well, wait. I'm not doing it.
Right, okay, like this.
Okay.
Let
then,
me get
then,
a
then,
shot.
Then another
yeah,
thing.
After a while, they're like, "Well,
no,
I gotta."
But then you keep doing it, even
can
when they
I
put
try?
Their phone away. Then they try to, you know, you just
no.
Get
then
it.
The job is done. The phone's
I'm
away.
Thinking,
he can
wait,
enjoy.
Just keep going.
Douglas can watch John Wick finally.
Can I give that a shot and do the same thing as him?
Yeah.
Okay. So do that. Just go up really close to her and sniff.
Wait, no, that's her.
No,
she's the one
no.
doing it.
Oh,
right.
No, but I feel like you could do that as a mimic. See, I thought this whole thing was a pantomime to reflect on this woman.
No, but here's what's
like
funny.
You're doing this.
So what if she throws it back on him though? You know what I mean? I'm
she
the woman.
She had sound effects
it's
too.
It's like this. I'm the woman, right? She starts doing this. She's doing it to him.
What if she actually said, "I'm the woman"?
Douglas,
like
did you?
The man.
Let me ask you this: did you talk to the manager? Did you go Karen, Douglas?
No, I didn't.
Do people have? Then, do you have Karens in Scotland? Do you have Karens in Scotland?
Oh yeah.
Well, they're
everywhere.
Called.
Are they called
just,
Kieran?
They're called Kieran.
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 Do you have Kieran Culkins in Scotland that we could give a ring to?
I go to the cinema with a guy called Kieran, actually, so...
Oh, my God. Well, that's perfect.
He's being a bit of a Kieran.
Bring him to the movie theater and say, Kieran, shut this woman up with her Facebook, please.
Well, one time, actually, we were in the cinema, and I was with Kieran, and there was a guy behind us making loads of noise. So Kieran turned around and went, shh. And then at the end of the film, this guy got up and ran out, and it turned out he had Down syndrome. We've never done that.
Oh, wow.
That ain't right.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is, if you say something to somebody, then there's this weird tension right, throughout the whole movie.
Right, you should just
if you're like,
effects.
Can you turn that off? Then you're sitting there, and then all you can think about is that interaction.
True.
So there's got to be a way to, I could just say politely, like, why don't you just move seats? Was it packed?
It was full. But there was another time where I moved seats down the front and I could still hear people behind me eating popcorn and stuff.
I mean, no joke.
Yeah, I mean,
you
some of these snacks are so loud at these theaters.
You could just kindly say, like, I'm so sorry, but do you mind just, like, toning down the light on your phone? You can look at it. I just can't see.
You're allowed to look. I'm going to give you permission to look at your phone, but can you just turn, please turn the light down?
Can you please just watch Don's Wick instead of John Wick can so we can both join it?
Okay, you can stay on your phone, but just pull up Don Wick.
How about, here's another thing you could do. I mean, we're talking to Douglas for a long time.
I know.
But look, right. You could get so into the movie that this Facebook lurker is going to like have to be like, wow, this movie's popping off right now. It's got to be better than Facebook.
Right. Oh,
be
yeah.
Like, get him, John. Hell yeah. Right. Dude, kick his ass, man. Like, get into the movie hardcore.
Be more distracting than she is.
Yeah.
You right. know what I mean?
So, we're like about the movie, big up, make the movie seem really right. Like, yeah.
Go, John,
look out, John. He's got a gun.
You're like.
So you're basically saying I should just make so much noise that the entire cinema empties out and I'm the only one there.
Yeah.
Actually, well, not in a way that would be distracting from the movie because you're engaged so much in the movie that maybe it'll excite other people.
Maybe you could rip a couple farts too.
You could, yeah. John, don't. Oh shit! Did you hear that? John just busted.
John. And then turn to her and be like, John just made it out in time.
Yeah, no, maybe just direct the attention.
He almost got shot.
Actually, just whisper.
Oh my God, John's about to just have diarrhea right now. Oh, shit.
Or maybe just distract her only and even whisper to her so she's on her phone and you just turn to her and go, oh my God, look, John's about to go in the door.
Or you could be like, John's oh my God, John's penis is showing.
Oh, yes. Dude, I can't believe they just showed John's dick.
I can't believe they just showed his nards.
Hey. His nards.
Dude, John's nards are
showing. All right, we got a special guest.
Sorry.
Oh, look at this.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how'd that happen?
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box. Plus 20% off your next box. That's code OfficeHours50 at factormeals.com/OfficeHours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, where the hell's
what
Tim?
In the world. Is Tim one of those? I just lost it.
What's up, Vic?
Oh, here we go. No, I think we're still there.
Vic.
Hey, guys.
Vic, where are you guys?
We got John's Vic.
Oh, we're in Dublin. I'll do a special catchphrase for you guys here. Check this out. Got Irish beer. What's sip, everybody?
Well, hey, Vic, did you hear Brent and Laura's new catchphrases?
Oh, I missed it. What was it?
Well, I did this. Wait, do I look at I that? I went like this. I said, eyes to be here.
Oh, that's really good. Do you touch your eyeball when you say it?
Well, if I had a soft nub, I would.
Okay.
You'll see.
And Laura says.
I said.
Laura, what's yours?
I said, what's cup? Good to see brew.
No,
it's no,
wait, what did
good
I say?
To see brew.
How you brewing?
How you brewing? Sorry, I keep forgetting
what's
sip, what I said.
What's cup? How what's, you brewing?
Yeah, what's cup? How you brewing?
I'm into it. I might have to borrow that one day.
Take it. It's yours.
You hey, is that see, catfish?
Yours to keep.
Yeah, catfish is right here.
What's up, catfish?
Yo.
The cat man.
How's the tour going, guys? Do you have any stories or things to?
Highlights. What did we do?
A lot of fights.
Yeah, we've been punching each other just for fun. Just for fun, though.
Where's Tim?
Oh my God, are you that bored with me, Doug?
No, I'm just curious. Is he like? Is he? I'm not bored with you guys at all. I'm just wondering, is he like?
Oh wait, check this out.
Is he okay? Because he should.
Oh yeah, he's.
You know how he loves to be on camera. Why wouldn't he be?
Brian Wilson was here. Squeeze was here.
Oh, Squeeze.
John Fine was here. Jay and Silent Bob were here.
Nice.
Dinosaur Jr. was here. Glenn Hanson was here. Where's it? Let's see. Hold on, guys.
By the way, your sort of phrasing became kind of British when you said, are you that bored with me now, Doug? You know, he's the way
are you going to come back with an accent, Vic?
You kind of had
y'all right? How you? What do they say? Y'all right? Y'all right? Maybe not y'all right, but oh, here.
Hey, wait a minute.
Whoa. Wait, he's on stage right now.
Wait, what's going on, Vic?
Is this the VIP?
This is the VIP. Yeah, the Q&A.
Wow.
Hey, office hours. It's me, Tim Heidecker. How's the show going?
What's up, T? It's going great so far. We're having a blast.
Yeah? Well, I'm here doing a Q&A for...
Oh, we got a COVID cough. That sounds like a COVID cough.
We've got... Well, we're in Dublin, and everybody's talking about The Kiss. Have you guys seen The Kiss yet?
The silent film?
No. Matt, are you showing The Kiss?
Oh, yeah. We got to pull that up.
Oh, they haven't shown The Kiss yet. This is the big story in Ireland.
Hey, Tim, I have a quick story for you real quick. I heard that ELO has a new album out, but the lead singer had to redo his vocals.
Okay, let me just repeat that for everybody here. The singer... of ELO has a new album out. But the singer has to redo the vocals. Why is that?
Well, he had to double in. They had to double in.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Jeff Lynne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, look, I'm trying here.
I'm going to give away a joke that I'm going to do tonight. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
It's ironic that I'm here in Dublin. Meanwhile, back in America, Biden's been doubling down on his failed policies.
Well, he loves open borders.
Look at that. Wow.
And big news for Office Hours fans and Doug and Matt. For creative and tax reasons, we're relocating Office Hours to Ireland next year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no taxes. Yeah, we under this administration, this Biden administration, we can't afford it. So yeah.
Also because we love it here.
Well.
Wow. Okay, little, all right. Well, that's been your Office Stars experience.
Okay, you want to say hi to Vic, everybody?
Hey, guys.
I want to say one more thing to the Office Hours community. Thank you very much for your patience as I step away from the show during this month. It's been a very exciting, prosperous tour with made lots of friends in the UK, and it's been wonderful. And I know that you understand that I have to do these things, and I know you forgive me for not being on the show. But Neil Hamburger did a great show last week, and and Doug and Brandon are doing a good show. So who even needs me anymore? I guess I'm nothing.
Who cares?
Hey, T, how is the Guinness? Is it any better or is it bullshit?
I have a big announcement to make. I don't like it.
Oh. He's not joking. He's serious.
And I love Irish stew and I love Irish bread. I love everything Irish, but Guinness is just not for me, okay? I don't drink a lot. This guy's about to walk out.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
Well, we got to do City of the Day.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
You heard that applause for me? How cool was that? Hey, guys. I'll see you in a week or so, okay?
Vic, thanks, hope you're Vic. Having a blast and have a great rest of your tour.
Time. 2 weeks.
Right, love you all. Love you all. Exactly.
Bye, Vic.
We just want to
see. Do you want to see Tim kissing this dude on Irish TV?
Oh, this.
Oh, this. Oh, I saw the kiss. I forgot about this.
Yeah, no, let's see it.
Films, and I think on Cinema at the Cinema, what I love about it is that it actually does parody. Oh, my God, you're looking right into my eyes. I haven't been doing this show for like 3 years. No one has ever come here that I've actually cared about.
All right,
you.
Brian.
All right, we're here.
I know, you're here, yeah, but like a guest, I mean. Anyways.
He's a handsome guy.
He is. Look at that hair. Right, okay. Both of you are like hair bros.
Anyways, but what I love about on Cinema at the Cinema is that it correctly parodies.
I love this close-up, by the way. Keep coming in. There we go.
Oh my god.
You went in.
I went in. We all went in.
Lip
kiss.
Did you just lob the cup?
I didn't open. Okay.
Well, now I know why they're staying.
Because of that guy on the right.
It's funny because Tim like initiated it, but the other guy like did his arm and stuff. He was really going for it.
I mean, yeah, that was beautiful. What a beautiful, look how wide this shot is.
Dude, I think we just caught a sneak peek of Don's Wick.
Right, that was Don Wick.
Yeah, that was
Don Wick 5 or
that
whatever.
That was Don Wick, the Dublin edition.
Let's do City of the Day, right?
City of the Day.
Okay, City of the Day is brought to you by Clown Pop, Jester Juice. Brent, are you bored with boring soda pop that you just drink?
Yes, my Doug.
Don't you wish there was a fun beverage that not only tastes good, but will cause a scene?
I wish upon a star for such a beverage.
Well, you're in luck, Brent. Introducing Clown Pop, the Jester Juice that's guaranteed to explode. This super carbonated, mega sweet blasting beverage will burst when you open it, sending a hilarious spray of syrupy sauce all over everyone within a 10-foot radius.
Okay, but what makes Clown Pop different from the leading brand?
Clown Pop has triple the corn syrup and triple the carbonation as the leading brand, so it'll leave a lasting impression wherever you blast.
Triple? That sounds three times as nice and three times the blast. Now, what kind of flavors are we talking about?
Clown Pop comes in three sticky flavors, red, yellow, and purple.
My mouth is totally drenched, Doug. I can't wait to crack open a Clown Pop and let the rainbow rain. Where can I pick up a case?
Clown Pop is now on sale, exclusively at Dipstick's Booger Shed.
I'm already there.
And now I got the jingle here. Hold on. I got the Clown Pop jingle. I got to go to this page.
I'm already there in my mind.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting blasted as we speak in my mind.
I made a jingle. I got to play it.
Yeah, my pants are blasted all
Here
of a sudden.
Here we go. Ready?
Clown Pop, just the juice. You just got to bust that juice. Watch it spray 10 feet from the nozzle. Go to Dipsticks and get yourself a bottle. Clown Pop, bow, bow, bow. Clown Pop, bow, bow, bow. Clown Pop, bow, bow, bow.
He's banging, mate. I put some clown songs in.
Yeah. Wow. Very now, was fun. That you singing?
That was me rapping, sir.
Wow. an amazing talent.
I want to get on 100% electronica. That's the label I'm a big fan of.
I mean, well, with those glasses, you definitely, I think I could see you being there. Those glasses are fitting for the song.
I think I need to start wearing label. These. This could be my new look for my new career as a rapper.
Something as everything, as a Renaissance man of sorts.
Spangler of sorts.
A spangler. A star-crossed spangler.
Star-crotched spangler.
Maybe we should play.
Do you want to check in with our City of the Day first?
Oh, we got to check Gemma? In with the City of the Day. Who's the City of the Day today?
Hey. I really like that jingle. The City of the Day is, it's a region of the day, actually. The region of the day is the Annapolis Valley, Nova Scotia.
Well, Annapolis Valley, Nova Scotia. That's up in Canada, up in the northeast of the continent.
Annapolis. That's the original.
Yeah, we call it the valley.
That's the original Annapolis because they had a smaller one in the United States called it was a Minneapolis, you know. That was the smaller one. And then there was the other one, Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if that's bigger or smaller, but you know,
Well, what's going on? Is that snow I see behind you?
Yeah, it was a beautiful day earlier. It's been like nice spring weather. And then now it is, maybe you can see this.
Wow, look at that's beautiful. What do you do in this beautiful landscape that you are lucky enough to reside in?
Go for walks, go for hikes, stay inside when it's snowing.
Cool.
Okay.
Wow, that's, yeah, I mean, that's, there's a lot to do in the snow. I mean, you know, you can get cold.
Now, is there a city near there? There's no town? You just live in a region. You don't live in a town.
I live in a small town. It's about an hour away from Halifax.
Okay. I got nothing for this.
Well, it's such a small town that if you said it, everyone would know where you lived exactly, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so shush on that.
So people are nice up there.
Oh yeah.
Or you don't really get to see it. Or there's so few that you don't really talk to a lot of people.
There are people around. I just don't want to put the town on blast, you know.
I hear that.
Can I know this? Can I know?
Don't dox yourself.
Can I know this? How many people are there in the town? I mean, is it under 100?
I don't know.
Is it under 10?
It's over 100. Okay. Oh, it's over 100. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how do you get around? Do you snowshoe and do you cross country ski? Cross country snowboard, perhaps.
Snow crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Snow crunch.
You guys strap on those crampons for the ice.
And does the population fluctuate depending on how many snowmen
crampons
are built?
Wait.
Right. Does it go from hundreds to just maybe sex?
Like in the winter, the population goes up from all the snowmen that are stacked around.
Right.
Wait, are crampons tampons, but for cramps?
Laura.
Crampons are those spikes that they put on their boots when they're ice climbing.
Oh, they're butt boots? You know, crampons. I don't know.
What about grampons?
What about snampons?
Tampons for granddads.
For granddads.
What about flap-ons? Tampons for flaps. Butt flaps. Just considering options here. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's good to explore these.
I mean, yeah, we have four new cities. That's another fake ad idea right there.
There we go.
So many ads. So many
make
ads.
It happen.
You know
make
how many ads the whole time?
Some of these are real good,
you know what?
Real ideas that we should make.
Make it rain.
Let the rainbow rain.
Did you know that there's a river called the Rainbow River in this world? And it looks like a rainbow. It's amazing.
It's colored.
It's colored. But yeah, I believe it is in existence in Colombia.
Well, that's great. Well, we're talking about Halifax. We're talking about Nova Scotia right now.
Yeah, let's get back to business here. So.
Wait, what's your name, caller?
This is Gemma.
Gemma Leslie.
I have my sunglasses on. I can't really, and I don't have, they're not prescriptions, so I can't really.
What's up, Gemma? Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, Gemma, for tuning in.
So nice to see your face. I've never actually seen it before. I don't think. Well, this close. I mean, this big. Not in a bad. I mean, you're on. It's hard to explain. Never mind. I'm gonna shut up now.
Gemma, do you have any problems we'd like you need our help with?
I have more of a question than a problem.
Okay.
I guess. So you know what a leitmotif is? Like a theme.
Yes, I do know what that is. That's a musical kind of thing. That's something I do all the time. It's a. I feel like my drops are leitmotifs almost.
Oh, totally. Yeah. So I was wondering if in real life, you had your own leitmotif. So if you walk into a party or something, walk into a room, and a song had to play out loud every time, what would it be?
I got mine.
We'll go on.
One, two. Oh, one, two, three. Things are gonna go our way. Things are gonna move our way. And we'll never get distracted by the front lines. It's more than a motif. But though some would say the best days already happened yesterday, we know the best is still yet to come. I wrote that.
What is that?
It's just my song.
It sounds like a theme song for a TV show.
It does, doesn't it? But it's not. It should be.
My song will probably be Livin' Loose by George Clanton. You know. He's going to be performing later. So I thought I'd just pump him up a little bit. You know what? I don't know. What will it be? Probably one of my jingles, you know?
Yeah, my song is the Jester Clown Juice spritz, you know, theme song or whatever.
Spritz.
Yeah.
The jingle.
The jingle, yeah.
I actually...
Yeah, that's. I mean, this. Every time I walked, you know, this could be our, mine too. You know,
we can share. We can do it together. We can do it together
if you like.
Well, how about when both of us enter the room together, holding hands? Clown
pop, just the juice. You just gotta bust that juice. And they could just end at that orchestra hit, and then we're in. That Wait, what would you? What would be yours, Gemma?
Oh, maybe I feel like I need something.
Now, that was Matt. Okay, I wouldn't do that. Mine might be just be this horn. You know. Like,
wait, can I change mine? Sure. Can mine be that I'm a gangster? I'm a gangster. That one. I'm a gangster. That's mine.
A leitmotif is more of a musical thing, I think.
But. It's true. But there could be music.
I feel like I'd go for some talking heads, something that would pump me up and pump everyone else up around me.
You know, what might be cool is the ad bed jingle, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, true.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Can I take that one?
This song goes hard, by the way. And it's just like from the music library. Oh, it's just a musical library. Okay,
wow. Wow. Music library.
It's called like Sexy Dancer, you know.
When do you have to return it?
I keep checking it out. I have to recheck it out every week.
Yeah. Man, everybody must be so annoyed that, you know, they can't get this track because it's checked out. It's checked out all the time, you know.
I've been checking out audiobooks.
From the library.
From the library.
Oh,
you
can
do that.
Oh, that's cool.
I used to check out VHS tapes from the library. Black Adder.
My library, you can check out ukuleles. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
But do you really want to do that?
I don't.
Don't do it.
I don't. But it's kind of cool that that's an option.
That's interesting that they have instruments that check out at the library.
They have all kinds of stuff you could check out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if they just started, the library became a thing where it's not books. Well, obviously it's not books anymore, but it's just you can check out just everything at the library, you know? I mean,
there's
ukuleles, you know, hand wipes,
ukuleles.
Hand wipes, ukuleles,
men, children,
all of them.
Thanks, Gemma. Let's keep the show going here. Should we do? Should we play our game?
Well, we got some games I heard, and let's try them.
I have a Mad Lib, or I have the game. Maybe we should do the game in the Mad Lib second half, perhaps.
Whatever you think.
I think the Mad Lib might take a little longer, but let's play.
You're the boss.
Let's play Gimp, Wimp, or Pimp.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
This is a game that we...
I think...
This is Gimp, Wimp, or Pimp. I should have made a little jingle for this.
What is that jingle just now?
I am the spirit of the St. Louis Blues.
It's like a super early vocoder, like the version one vocoder from like a country and western TV show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just get these.
That's interesting.
I get these like things that I find.
Can I comment on this title card real quick?
Yeah. Do you like the fonts I chose?
I just want to understand them so that because they are meant to represent what those words are, right? So GIMP, you know, you chose a very sort of plain font for that.
Plain,
right?
It's so bold, and
well,
I feel
it's
like
bold,
it's very
it's black.
What's bold?
Bold, black, and big.
Okay, so a GIMP would be sort of
bold black, and big.
But actually, I feel a GIMP is more of a submissive type, right?
More spandexy.
So
spastic.
Bold, maybe less bold, but that's interesting, though. It's maybe the bold GIMP.
No, I think there's a dynamic to a GIMP. It's both bold and sort of rubbery.
You're right. It's
I didn't
bold about
spend
the submission.
Forever on this title. Well, I just wanted to have a title.
No, I think it's interesting, though, the thought.
And I clicked through the fonts. I went click, click, click. I said, okay, GIMP, you know, bold, Arial bold.
Well, you know, you're right about in a way, in that they're bold about their submissiveness.
I mean, you kind of have to be like a hardcore freak to be a GIMP.
Don't you also wear like a black spandex type look?
Yeah.
And that feels like that to me.
Right.
I mean, actually, I looked up GIMP and there's the actual definition is not a good thing. But we're going off GIMP
what about a friendly
Pulp
GIMP?
Fiction kind of bring up the GIMP.
Oh,
GIMP,
right,
you know?
Right.
Now, WIMP is kind of done like a, you know, high school kind of graffiti.
Hey, Matt.
There we go.
That's the kind of GIMP we're talking about, right?
We're going to see that exact photo.
Oh, shit, really?
Jesus. Crying out loud.
Wow.
Well, hey, look, that's a give me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that one will be an easy one.
And Pimp is, oh, it's kind of a highfalutin kind of, you know, calligraphy.
Kind of fancy.
Fancy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that to me, oh, Pimp
Wimp,
is.
I just try to, you know, look, I clicked through and I was like, what looks Wimp, what does a Wimp font look like?
A Wimp looks like they would be drawing that in class because they're sort of just doing their own thing.
And I know Brent kind of, you know, we kind of came up with this idea together.
Yeah.
But and this is my interpretation of what a gimp, a wimp, or a pimp is.
I think that's interesting. I have to know your mind.
You have to think about how I think about a gimp.
I have to get inside of Doug's head.
Yeah.
And he also had to think about the or.
I was going to comment on the or font as well. So that is
that a neutral feel?
That's a blue. And so you're thinking, you know, there's so many options. Neutral. You're kind of
rounded. Neutral.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are we bringing a zoomer in to play this too? Or is it, what are the teams here?
I think it could just be Brent and Laura and a zoomer if they want. I mean, you want to keep score on this? Or?
That's what I can.
Sure, okay.
Score. I can't wait to get inside your head right now, Doug.
All right, let's go to the first. So you're going to see an image that'll be like a part of a picture.
All right, Jahala wants to be represent the zooms. Jahala, are you there? All right, you can see? Wes, maybe we should give him this full screen on. So there you go. Okay.
Wait, okay, so this is part of an image.
Yeah.
Are we just supposed to guess what it is?
Gimp, Wimp, or Pimp?
Okay, Gimp.
Laura thinks Gimp?
It's bold and, you know,
is that
shiny.
It almost looks like an eggplant of sorts. I'm going to say...
It looks like it can be a collar.
It's
got
to be a Gimp.
It can be a collar.
Okay, collar, what do you think?
I think it's an eggplant that someone inserts into a hole.
It could also be like a black smudge that was made by the Gimp's finger.
Collar, yes? Let the collar speak.
Jahala?
Yep. It looks like a very strong eyebrow to me.
Gimp, Wimp, or Pimp?
Pimp.
Say it again. It was right
out of
your
pimp. He said Pimp.
He said okay. Pimp.
Pimp.
And why does he say Pimp? Just out of curiosity.
We don't care.
It looks like a strong eyebrow.
Strong eyebrow.
Like my.
Okay, let's reveal the image. Caller is right.
Oh my gosh, it was a pimp. Wow.
Oh, it was his eyes. It was like a mask of Zorro for the eyes of the pimp.
Whoa. I'm going to throw you some curveballs here.
I was thinking mask of Zorro.
Oh, okay, well, that's the give me, right?
That's the Gimp's crotchless spangler.
You never know. That's something Brent would like.
Locking in on Gimp, Brent? Is that
I mean,
is that
I have
what I'm
to
hearing?
Just, I have to.
So you're choosing Gimp, okay?
I'm gonna say Wimp just because it looks like it should be for a Gimp, you know? Like it should be for a Gimp, but I think it's trying to throw us off. So I'm thinking Wimp somehow.
What if it's the Wimp's inner Gimp? Like his inner crotchless spangler of
sorts. I think it's gonna be a really skinny Wimp right here in these trunks.
Or it looks like it could be a cow's horned head, you know what I mean? Like one of those skulls, but as used as a crotch piece.
I just need a Gimp, Wimp, or Pimp, please.
Okay, I guess Wimp. I'm just to be fun.
Okay, Brent, you said what?
I'm going Wimp too.
Oh, double Wimps. Yeah. Caller.
Simp. I'm gonna bet against the spread.
What did you?
Simp.
Huh?
Which one?
Simp.
That's not an option.
Simp is not an option. Gimp, Wimp, or Pimp.
All right, he's saying Wimp also. So all three are saying.
Did
Wimp?
Did you say Wimp with a W?
With the W.
Okay.
He just hedges his bets by going imp.
Yeah,
you know,
I knew. Okay.
That was the gimme.
But at the same time,
I know how you think, because I am trying to throw you off, but I kind of started the game off with an easy one.
You got inside my head.
I mean, I ultimately knew that that's what it was, but I wanted to just kind of run with it.
I wanted to run with it.
So far, we have caller one, Brent and Laura zero. Next image, please.
Okay. That's a wimp.
Brent says Wimp.
You know what it looks like? The side profile of a Gimp opening its mouth.
Oh, it does, actually.
Laying down.
Right, you're right.
The zipper is going to unzip more of the mouth.
Does. Right.
But it also looks like a motorcycle jacket belonging to some sort of...
Wimp.
Maybe Wimp who's trying to be tough.
Right, is a Wimp trying to be cool.
Okay, could be. Caller?
Gimp. I'm going to go Gimp.
Reveal the image, please.
Yes, of course, exactly.
That's right.
It's true. He was probably a wimp in high school.
I'm just going to say, you know.
Brent and Laura each get a point there, right? You both said wimp?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, it's
all right,
tied
we're
up
tied.
Right
1-1-1.
You think Marilyn Manson's a wimp?
No,
well,
I don't.
I think when he does this, can I get a close-up? All right,
I think he's a pimp, actually.
He goes. Look at this, is his expression right here.
He's too old to be doing
it's
that.
A bit wimpy.
Yeah, he's kind of a wimp.
Yeah, he's hiding behind.
Do I really think he's a wimp? I don't think so.
I mean, he's kind
of. Of course he is.
I think he's strong.
No.
Oh, do you think that, like, if he was walking down a dark alley in Skid Row or something?
No, he gets
that. Anyone that's feeling
that,
fine?
He's a bully.
He's a bully, problematic figure, so therefore he's a wimp.
Yeah. Right, right.
Okay, next image, please.
Wow.
What is that? Let me think. That's tough. Oh, that's skin and hair.
It looks like the foreskin of a nose.
It's,
it looks like a dwarf's ball sack.
What's funny about it is the shape that it was cut out. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what it actually looks like? It looks like a mittened hand holding something.
Right. It's well, it's
like a seat. It could be a hand seat, but it's probably.
I'm going to have to go with.
Pimp.
Okay, we need to pick one.
Pimp.
Here.
I'm saying pimp.
Pimp. I'm just saying pimp.
And Laura, you're saying pimp?
I am, yeah, I don't know.
Caller?
I'm going to roll the dice here and go gimp.
I win.
Wow. Oh my God. That's gross.
Oh my God. It looks like a pimple of a
It
nipple.
Is a pimple. Okay. That's
oh,
gross.
Oh, it is, but it
that,
also
I mean,
looks
that,
like a
yeah,
nipple.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
I see what you did.
It looks
there.
Like a
that's
nip. Good.
You yeah. see what I did there, Matt?
Okay. Like
next. That's gross. Let's move
Can
on.
Can I ask
Let's
one quick on. Question? What was the cutout shape you were going for on that?
Yeah. I just throwing you off. I just. I went around a piece of hair, like a long
oh,
piece of
Oh, got it.
Hair.
Okay.
This one's hard to see. Okay. I see the belt of a Rambo type figure.
Right.
Wrapped around a sort of controller of sorts.
It's
a with
a
hand.
But it kind of looks like there's a knife.
It's
on the right side there, like a knife against a vest or like a bandolier.
Yeah.
A knife?
It's going to be a wimp. It's going to be a gimp.
Wimp, probably.
It's a gimp.
Or, no, gimp. Yeah, it's a gimp.
It's a
kinky gimp.
To me, it's a gimp from the Old West.
Right.
Gimp of the Old West.
With a like a Nintendo controller in his belt. A postmodern wimp. Gimp.
It's a postmodern gimp.
Gimp.
Okay, two gimps. Yeah. Caller?
I'll say pimp just to be divisive.
Oh!
Oh okay.
Brent, you should have known that one.
Oh, okay.
I should have.
It's Data from
pimp.
Goonies.
Well, I don't know.
You're
I
calling
thought...
him a pimp, but he's actually, that is exactly what I thought it was. He's got a controller.
But he's a pimp. In a way, he's a pimp. He's like a boss.
No, he's
you know?
A pimp, like, but he's like was kind of a wimp in that movie.
Well, no way. He was a pimp in that movie. He was right. He was brave.
Well,
and
he was, but I think that in a very traditional definition of the word wimp. But
you
I like
you
your
You
got to
think about my mind.
No, oh, you're
you
right.
You
got to
think about
okay.
my
mind. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
It's his head.
Gotcha.
Okay, next image. We got to go a little quicker maybe because George is coming out soon.
Okay. All right. Well, fine. I'll just say pimp.
Gimp.
Gimp.
It is Gimp, actually.
What did you say with the P?
I said Gimp in disguise.
I'm going to Gimp.
P, okay.
Gimp.
Wait, all right.
Let's reveal. It's a pimp. It's Dr. Michael Greger.
Oh.
So wait, who had that? Who had pimp?
Well, Brent switched it.
I switched
Jahala.
It. I don't get
I think
it.
Nobody won that
Jahala
one.
Jahala said
No,
pimp.
No, Jahala got it.
What makes you so sure he's not an inner Gimp? I'm just saying.
He seems like he's... he seemed. By the way, that picture, it looked like he was getting tickled by a Gimp.
Well, he's a nutrition pimp. You know what I mean? He's a boss man of nutrition.
Pimp.
Nutrition. Yeah. Check out nutritionfacts.org for Dr. Michael Greger's information.
Oh, I just realized you changed your glasses.
Well, because I'm
uh-huh.
I'm looking at these.
Yeah. Okay.
It does look
Laura,
like a
I'm going with whatever Laura says.
It looks like a sheep's nipple, but I
gotta,
think I'm going to go.
You guys got to like hedge your bets a little bit and not be like sharing the
voting. No,
I want to go down with Laura. If Laura
you want to go down with Laura?
If she's going down,
why am
I'm going,
down? How do you know I'm not
no,
going
I
straight
I
want to
go up with her, too. I mean, whatever. I
it's
be,
a gimp.
All right, gimp then.
I'm going to go pimp. It looks like the other pimple. Pimp.
It's Wimpy,
Damn
but
it.
Wimpy's oh. a pimp of burgers. He's a burger pimp. He gets oh. all the burgers.
Burger
right,
pimp.
Okay.
That's actually from Dolomite, I think. Burger pimp, burger pimp.
Actually,
Wait,
there's
hold
that
on.
New.
What is that? His tongue that you've closed
yeah.
in on? Okay. Yeah. It looks like a face.
You guys been to that new spot, Burger Pimp, in Highland Park?
No.
Is that real?
It's right next to Egg Slut.
Is that real?
There is a place called Egg Slut. Which
oh, yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, right, right.
There's also a place called Fuck It Thai in existence, but that's another thing.
It's probably Fook It, but. Is that, well, I'm just going to say wimp. Let's just go with wimp.
Probably obvious, but I mean, it looks like a gimp.
Of course it looks like a gimp, but
it's a trick. Of course it looks like a gimp, but it's a trick, right.
It's
okay.
a trick.
Let's do
Caller?
Wimp.
I'll do wimp as well.
Yeah, good, you got we're all it. In it together.
You got it.
Shit.
Right. Oh, God.
Everybody
I mean,
got
Kanye
that
is a wimp, right? He's drinking Yoo-Hoo.
And he's also not willing to show his face because he's right. embarrassed.
That's exactly
he's
right.
He's like fully armored.
Okay, Nick, we got a couple more here.
They should call it Nympho Wars.
Couple more.
Nympho Wars.
All right, that is definitely a netted cheek of sorts. Butt cheek, in my opinion. But a weird deformed butt cheek, so maybe it's a gimp.
Gimp.
Does a gimp have to be? It's not deformed.
It's not really
it?
A gimp.
Collar?
No, it's a wimp.
It's probably actually a pimp.
It's probably a wimp.
Which, what's no, your final
pimp.
Answer?
Pimp.
Final
pimp.
Answer, please.
Did we lose you? What happened?
I think gimp.
No, I'm here. I had to stop my kid from doing something. I'm going to go gimp.
We're three gimps.
You got it.
Wow. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Is that
it's
even like, a real it's cat? It's a fake cat.
No, it's one of those things that I actually had a slideshow of different weird cat things from Amazon, but this is like a little thing that you use to clean your cat with.
Oh,
you turn your cat into a gimp.
Dude, so that like cat look it looks like a faceless cat with a gimp
okay.
suit.
Okay, last one.
Okay, I'm gonna say that this looks like oh my God, why am I blanking on his name? The Graduate.
It looks like Robert
Hoffman.
It looks like Dustin Hoffman as a gimp. He's wearing a full body suit.
Yeah, it's a full white body
suit. The white body yeah. suit is completely covering his head, except for his...
Okay, we did the answer.
Gimp. Hoffman face.
George Clanton is setting up.
Gimp.
Gimp.
I mean, I think that just
You guys
like
are going gimp, caller?
I think I'm going to go gimp just to protect my lead.
Full gimp.
Oh, well, great.
Mathematically, Jahala or anyone, anyway.
Great strategy.
Oh, shoot.
It's Phil Braun.
Oh.
He's a wimp.
Oh.
Huh. Just kidding, Phil. Next slide, please. He's a pimp. Just kidding, Phil.
Exactly.
We should have Phil call in the next hour.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one of the
Congratulations,
top...
Jahala. Get in touch, and we'll give you a prize.
Yeah, I love you guys. Dog, I can't wait for you to blow. Got this. Come
on. To what? You can't make for what? To blow?
It's all right. He muted him.
Dude, is that a Chicago Bears collab with the United States flag in the back? You see his flag?
Yeah.
That's like next level.
It's like the American flag from hell.
Bear Lives Matter. What is that flag? All right. Is George ready and Colin, his drummer?
So they're going to play a tune. Then we're going to take a quick 5-minute break. And then come back if you're watching live. Stick around. If you're not watching live, go to patreon.com/officehourslive to watch the second half. George is going to do another tune later, but right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the top acts in the country, George Clanton.
Thank you. Called Dumb by George Clanton. Thank you.
Give it up for George Clanton.
You really liked it. You really liked it. Thank you. That was really cool. I didn't expect you guys to really like it, but it was good. It's like Pavement, right?
We'll be back with more Office Hours and more George Clanton in just a moment. Stick around.
Taste the biscuit.
This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld, here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.
Taste the butter spread. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the butter spread. To get your butter spread all on me. I don't like the way it